We've been hearing a lot lately about the surge of children trying to cross into the U.S., but it's still hard to fathom. Consider this. Since the beginning of this year, more than 50,000 kids have been detained at the U.S. border with Mexico. Most of them are traveling without their parents from Central America. Carlos Dada is director of the online news service El Faro in San Salvador, El Salvador. And Carlos Dada, what do we know about why these kids are going north by themselves?
Well, there's several reasons to that. Of course, the main one is that they want to be united with their families, most of them living actually in the United States, their parents, and they want to be reunited with their parents. The other reason is, of course, they are running away from violence, from poverty, and I would add, Carol, from the lack of illusions of these countries.
Is there a particular misunderstanding right now in El Salvador that the U.S. has somehow eased up on its immigration policy?
No. On the contrary, it's just that in the case of children, there is a perception that in the case of children, laws will be applied softer, that children will not be deported as easily.
And so you're saying that the rise in the number of children, because I've read that they're as young as, 5 years old and maybe as old as 21, going unaccompanied. The understanding is that it's the parents who are sort of saying, come on up, we know it's going to be safe.
Either from the United States saying, come on up, or from here saying, go away, this place is too dangerous for you and I don't want my kid to keep growing here. It works both ways. As you know, Carol, the violence has increased in the last years, while the economy has not, specifically in the case of El Salvador. And I would say it's pretty much the same in Honduras and Guatemala.
So describe the situation for many of these kids in El Salvador who are leaving on their own. What kind of life are they having or not having in El Salvador?
Well, if you live in a country where only one fifth to one fourth of the population really can hope for a decent job, then you don't have much high hopes. If you combine with this with the extreme violence and the lack of the presence of the state in many communities which are controlled by gangs or which are controlled by drug cartels, well, then you have an explosive cocktail. It's a lack of hope. So you send your children away because as every single human being on earth, you want your children to have a decent life. And it's just harder here to get that.
Carlos, do you know anybody personally who's made this decision to have their kid try to go to the border?
Yes, I know somebody, yes.
And how did they make that decision?
Well, exactly because they have been threatened by gangs. In this case, it was a woman whose kid had been threatened by gangs. And she decided to send, she's a single mother. She decided to send her kid to the U.S. for a better future because she was afraid that her kid might end up killed in the streets of San Salvador. In the other case, I met a teenager in the United States who he himself took the road because the gangs were threatening him that if he didn't join the gangs, they were going to kill him. So he decided he wanted to explore a different life.
And how old are these two individuals you're talking about?
The teenager I met was 16 years old, I would guess. The child of this single mother, I don't know, my bet would be like 12 years old, but that's just a guess.
Do you know whether either or both of them made it to the U.S. safely?
Yes, they both did.
What is El Salvador doing to counter this humanitarian crisis?
Well, right now, the government is trying to spread the message that it's dangerous, that you shouldn't send your children. And they are right about it because all the road through Mexico is one of the most dangerous roads on earth for human beings. So they are trying to spread that message. But then again, necessity is always bigger.
Carlos Dada is director of the El Salvadorian online news service El Faro. Thank you so much, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Carol.